shame.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Yesterday we started the program with some news about Aaron Carter and how he had been arrested. What is it with celebrities getting arrested in Georgia?
I don't know, maybe it's
two
like
weekends back to back with Shia LaBeouf and Aaron Carter. Celebrities don't go to Georgia. The cops there don't care. That's where Reese Witherspoon got busted for her DUI, too.
Oh, when she was like, do you know
who I am? The cop's like, I don't care who you are. I was in Legally Blonde 1 through 11.
I don't know. Maybe it's like bad juju for celebs.
Yeah, well, they're doing a lot of filming in Georgia because they have a bunch of tax breaks. Like, that's where The Walking Dead is filmed. And so that's why all these production companies go, hey, let's go shoot in Georgia because they get all these tax breaks and they save a bunch of money on the production costs. But you have all these celebrities that are running buck wild in Georgia, and the cops there just don't give a damn. Well, Aaron Carter is the latest. He is the younger brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. And Aaron Carter...
He had one song or two.
Sure.
As Ian said, pointed out yesterday. There's his rapping debut.
Yeah, but then Candy was the big one, right?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
I want candy.
Yeah.
Boy, what a song.
I want candy.
Could listen to that all morning, huh?
No.
Ugh. Anyway, it's been a solid decade plus since he's had any sort of real hit.
Yeah.
But he still considers himself a big celebrity. Well, yesterday he comes out with this statement, much different than Shia LaBeouf's statement. You can tell that Shia LaBeouf still has, you know, good people around him, even though you know, he's kind of a hot mess himself. He's got good publicists and lawyers and everything else.
And even took responsibility for his actions.
And that's what I mean. Like, his publicist said, hey, you need to put out a statement saying that you screwed up because obviously you screwed up. And there's all this audio of Shia LaBeouf saying pretty terrible things to the arresting police officer.
Well, Aaron, stays from it.
Yeah, cuffs were on a little bit too tight. He's got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with, son. Well, Aaron Carter does not have these same publicists. He came out yesterday and said that he shouldn't have been arrested because he wasn't even behind the wheel.
In
fact, the only reason he was arrested while he was just simply shopping in an auto parts store is because he was targeted for his, quote, celebrity. The cops
because you're Nick Carter's brother? I mean, Nick Carter's the real talent.
Is he? I mean,
well,
sure.
Well, he's a Backstreet Boy.
Out of the
they
two
got a show.
Out of the two of them, yes, Nick Carter is the real talent.
By default.
Yeah. Aaron Carter, you know, made the statement that he never should have been arrested. And the only reason he got arrested is because of him being a massive celebrity and the cops just wanting a little bit of shine.
Did you hear why his car was swerving?
Well, yeah, there's actually a whole number of reasons why Aaron Carter was arrested,
so
even though he shouldn't have. So Aaron Carter was actually spotted behind the wheel, despite his claims that he wasn't driving before the cops busted him, according to this police report. The report contradicts his claim that the cops never saw him driving and therefore shouldn't have arrested him for DUI refusal. In the docks in Habersham County.
Habersham.
Habersham. Hey, I'm from Habersham County, Georgia. I'm a deputy sheriff. He said that that he saw Aaron pull into the AutoZone after an alert went out of somebody, quote, driving all over the road and running into the median. Now, keep in mind, this is right after Aaron Carter was talking about Shia LaBeouf getting arrested for drunk and disorderly.
Yeah.
Here's what Aaron Carter had to say.
Shia LaBeouf, man, I can't tell if he's out of his gourd or a genius.
Or if he's a genius, yeah.
But you're not planning on doing that, right? Yeah. Like, you don't agree with that celebrityism, like getting drunk and then getting a DUI and then helping your...
Absolutely, I do not agree with that.
Okay.
You won't catch me getting any DUIs. I don't have any DUIs.
I like how he's so smug about it, too.
The most annoying thing
DUIs.
Is that he says dat.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do not agree with that.
Okay.
You won't catch me getting any.
Shut up,
he
Aaron.
Probably is also from it.
Is that what it is? In the docks from Habersham County.
Habersham.
Aaron pulled into an AutoZone parking lot after the alert went out. And keep in mind, he was driving a white Chevy Suburban with no tags.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Aaron's rep said, quote, God, the car was swerving because it was out of alignment, not because he was drunk. Yes. That makes good sense.
I don't know. If your car is that out of alignment.
Maybe you shouldn't be driving. And also, why does it not have tags?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't have tags, you would think maybe it was just recently purchased. But why did you purchase something that was so out of alignment that it was causing you to run into a median? It's weird.
It doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's something strange here.
That don't add up.
Is that a lie? That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah. During the field sobriety testing, cops said that Aaron talked to himself, lost his balance, swayed, and had trouble tracking movements with his eyes.
He also had body tremors.
Yes, that was according to cops. They observed body tremors in his legs and arms before he was arrested. So the police have a much different account of how that went down the other night with Aaron Carter.
that's not good.
Nope, that's going to get you arrested every time.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, we're checking the voicemail for the first time here in a couple of minutes. If you want to sneak a message in, 702-889-7352. And oh boy,
what
R. Kelly.
Oh no. Oh boy, what happened? Oh God.
You haven't heard what's going on with R. Kelly? And how families are accusing him of like holding their daughters hostage.
Yeah,
that
seems freaky deaky.
Yeah, it's weird for even R. Kelly, if that's such a thing. We'll tell you about what's going on with him and a rebuttal from one of the girls that is, quote, being held captive in just a moment.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So this story is weird even by R. Kelly standards. And that's saying a lot. If you haven't heard what's going on, there is some parents that are accusing R. Kelly of holding their kids captive and saying that he keeps them from talking to the outside world and he's forcing them to do things and he's videotaping their sessions.
Ow.
Again, it's weird. Not totally out of... If there was any celebrity that you would expect this from, I guess it's R. Kelly because he's always been a little deviant.
Yeah.
But according to these parents, there's several young women at his homes in Atlanta and Chicago. He replaces their cell phones, specifically ones used to communicate with him, and forbids them from contacting their families, requires them to call him daddy and ask permission to leave the studio or their residence, films their encounters with him. And there's also reports that he abuses them physically and verbally. Now, at first, when I saw this, I'm like, this has got to be garbage, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Well, because you would think that it's just some kind of story because R. Kelly's already a creep.
Yeah.
So let's do another story
like, maybe
to make
it's like
extra creepy.
A National Enquirer thing or something where they're just sort of fishing around. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, there's three sets of parents that are claiming this?
Oh.
And then R. Kelly came out and said that, no, I'm not brainwashing these girls. We're just hanging out having a good time. You're like, wait a minute. So what the hell is going on here?
Why are you hanging out with tweens? What are you doing?
All of them are over the age of 18, but according to the report, but according to the report, he did meet one of these girls when she was 17. And so again, R. Kelly's, how old is R. Kelly at this point?
He's got to be
at least late 40s, if not early 50s. Ian's looking it up right now.
Let's see. R. Kelly, oh man.
71.
Born in 1967, so he's age 50.
Okay.
50 years old. If you're 50 years old
and you're hanging out with
17, 18-year-olds, that's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Especially if there's reports that you're brainwashing them.
Well, yeah. Like, if there's any reports that maybe they're being held captive against their will.
And then they can't...
It's really creepy.
They have phones that was purchased by R. Kelly.
And they can't contact their families.
See, that's weird.
Yeah. So here's some of the parents speaking out about it, saying they don't like what's going on.
The house that we're standing in front of today is the first time I've been at this location. But through the sources of Cheryl Mack, which was his assistant that gave me information about the guest house. Also, I have pictures of where the house was, inside this house where he resided, where he had rooms set up for like a hotel for the girls to stay in. And he also had a black room where they do different acts in. And then he had the separate rooms, three separate rooms, out of total four rooms in his house. My daughter's severely brainwashed. She's brainwashed to the point where she says anything that he asks her to say. She's not the same Jocelyn that we knew.
When I first heard this, I'm like, how is R. Kelly even affording to do this? Because it seems like it's been so long since he's had success. And I looked it up, and according to Celebrity Net Worth, he's worth $150 million. So he's had 12 solo studio albums and sold over 100 million records worldwide.
Is there any recent stuff from him?
I mean, he was one of the more successful R&B male artists in the 90s, but nothing really that recent. So maybe he's just still touring around, you know, getting... $25,000, $30,000 a tour stop.
Yeah, but is he, you know, selling out arenas?
I wouldn't think so.
You know?
I mean, R. Kelly, like even Boys to Men is here in Las Vegas. They had the residency over at the Mirage. They can tour around the country and there's that nostalgia. But R. Kelly seems like he has pooped all over his legacy.
Or urinated. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. Here's one of the girls saying, no, we're not being brainwashed. We're just fine.
I'm in a happy place with my life, and I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has got out of hand. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at, and everything is okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're not old enough to buy a six-pack of Zima, then maybe you shouldn't be hanging out locked in R. Kelly's house. Just a thought.
So how old is this girl?
I don't know how old exactly she is, but she's in that same
age
range.
That one was 22.
Oh, she's 22. 22. Okay, yep. All right.
I mean, yeah, it's really bad. But, I mean, they're over 18.
No, they can make their own decisions. Yeah, that's the problem here, is that no matter how mad the parents are, if they're over 18, they're going to be able to call their own shots.
Especially if the girl is 22.
That doesn't stop R. Kelly from being a creep.
No, R. Kelly, no. I'm not.
You a creep.
I'm not trying to justify him whatsoever. But, I mean, I think if you're over 18, you're over 21.
As Aaron Carter would say, that creepy.
That creepy.
That creepy. That creepy as hell.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Serious question, though, and you can leave a message on our voicemail, 702-889-7352. If you had to choose one celebrity to be kidnapped by and maybe peed on, who would it be?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Two stunning developments while that song was playing. We got a tweet from our friend Philip. He said, R. Kelly holds annual cruises, and we have a friend who goes on those dumb things every single year. You have a friend that goes on R. Kelly cruises?
I don't know. Like,
that's insane.
After
what
knowing,
what are you talking about? Who does that?
After knowing all the like weirdo stuff that he's into and
yes.
he does, why would you still go?
I mean, aren't you kind of flying your freak flag by doing that? Aren't you sort of like, hey, look, if something happens, if somebody,
I don't see nothing wrong. Oh, is that him?
And then Bossy Rossi came into the studio, and you know, I'd guess that R. Kelly, you know, he hasn't had, I didn't think, any hit songs since the 90s, and I'm like, there's no way that this guy's making a lot of money still touring.
Yeah.
Way off on that. So Bossy Rossi, he does a lot of show booking and handles all the concerts here at X107.5. Mm-hmm. So he's got a service where he can like see how many average tickets an artist is selling when they're touring around the country. R. Kelly is selling on average 4,800 tickets per show. And his fee is $400,000.
So we were off, but
way off.
He's also had like new music. I think
has he?
Yeah, like I'm assuming that this is going to be like the last album he put out, but it was back in 2013.
Okay, so that's newer.
It's relatively new.
Yeah.
I'm 4 years old. There's a song called "Leg Shaking."
Oof. Leg Shaking.
Leg Shaking with Ludacris. I'm gonna listen to it right now.
Huh.
Or I can just do like a throwback. I don't see nothing wrong.
Why do I feel like that's like a prequel to the Stanky Leg?
Oh, there's another one. I can't say this on air.
Oh, God. Kelly.
Ah.
Weirdo.
Ah, I'm learning so many
creepy
new things.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mother of God, what is going on here?
I know.
So we went down this rabbit hole of trying to discover R. Kelly's more current music.
Yeah, because I was curious because I haven't
like
heard.
He hasn't had any big hits since
the
90s.
Early 2000s. What I was thinking of, like, I don't see nothing wrong. Like, that's the only like R. Kelly song I'm familiar with.
I Believe
with.
I Can Fly.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah,
there's
those,
that. Yeah.
Sure. But good Lord.
Yeah, this dude is freaky.
There's
like,
a song
like
that
a
Ian
nasty
is,
freaky.
Is cleaning up right now called Mary the P Word. And I just
the lyrics.
I am flabbergasted.
But then like I'm going through like his songs, and there's one with Celine Dion called "I'm Your Angel." Remember that one?
pick a road and drive down it,
yeah,
buddy.
I mean, there's "I'm Your Angel" and then "Mary the P."
Oh God.
I mean, it's a good. I mean, it's
obviously
it's,
cleaned up, but I have to play you at least some
it's
of this
an
song.
Interesting song.
Sure.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, there's something to be said about just cutting to the chase, but R. Kelly has taken things to a new level. Does it work to talk to women like this?
No.
I've just never even considered it as a possibility to
ever.
But I mean,
talk to someone like this.
He's charging $400,000 a concert.
I mean,
5,000 people are showing up at every one of his shows.
These lyrics, though.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Ian is working diligently in there to try to edit this thing up. It's not easy, huh?
No, it's really not. R. Kelly, you know, I like him, but right now, no. Hey, look at the lyrics for Sex Weed, too. That's hilarious.
Sex Weed?
Yeah, he's got another track called Sex Weed.
See, marvelous.
He's the most freaky-deaky man.
Well, this guy's a freak.
You would think that at some point R. Kelly would have gotten laid enough.
No.
I guess not.
No, he wants to marry.
Well, yeah. Not just one, but all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Every single one that he can find.
Yeah, well, we'll play you some
He's
of this.
He's going to wear once a tux? Going to put a ring on
it? I mean, he does seem like a gentleman. You know, he just doesn't actually talk to women.
It's a sexy kind of proposal?
Yeah, he talks to a certain part of women. And
like the woman itself.
Yeah, forget
herself.
That.
Herself.
Yeah.
Like
forget
she, that. Yeah, she doesn't exist.
But that...
That thing.
Really likes that.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. And
I don't know how you can.
All right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. All right. So we have been going down this rather dark rabbit hole of R. Kelly's music this morning. And, I mean, look, it's way too early to be doing this. It's not even 7 a.m. yet, and we just... Oh, well, I feel exhausted.
I think what happened was... in your 38 years, in my 28 years, in Ian's 26 years...
There you go, yep.
I don't think we've ever read anything just so, like, vile.
Yeah, no, like, we're talking about, like, 85 like, collective years of life here, and all of us are like, I cannot believe that this exists. This
I don't think
like,
any of us have ever read the liner notes to any R. Kelly.
This is, like, extra, extra, like... Vile on top of vile.
Yeah, this is something. There's no question about that. But this is a song from R. Kelly. And again, what the hell do we know? This guy is touring around the country, selling out venues, averaging $4,800 4,800 tickets per event that he puts on.
So something's working. Obviously.
Sure. he's probably making, according to Bossy Rossi's estimates, and Bossy Rossi, to his credit, is actually quite good. At this sort of thing, he said that R. Kelly personally is probably making about $200,000 per show. Isn't that amazing? And he's putting out songs like this. Again, this is cleaned up for the radio.
As much as we could.
Well, yeah.
It's clean. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's cleaned up.
Okay.
But again, wow.
What an intro, though.
I mean... I just wanna marry the What? Wanna go down on my knees and ask that to marry me.
They can't talk.
My best friend, my better half. It good to me, it's low to me. Can't explain what it do to me. Yeah, so much joy it bring to me. When I call, come right away. And I call like that day. Yeah, love me. I can tell the way it's good for me. And if I'm ever in the mood for two, the will bring another to me. Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, what?
When one's not enough,
we had to bleep out half the song.
Oh yeah, my God. Jesus!
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just when I thought that R. Kelly's music couldn't get more suggestive than Mary the Blank.
Oh, boy.
We find out that he's done a remix of that song, and it's even more aggressive.
Is it more raunchy?
Listen to this.
I just wanna marry the...
Double butt.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That one was hot. That one got me. Yeah.
Yeah, you feeling good over there?
Oh, yeah. I need a smoke.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, very excited about this. R. Kelly Theater here on the David Mahoney Morning Show. So myself, Sylvia, and Ian are all going to choose different parts of an R. Kelly song, and then we are going to deliver them in the most theatrical way possible. Each of us having our own style, our own range. And we're going to have some R. Kelly music playing beneath our performance. And we'll see whether or not it comes across with the same level of passion as R. Kelly when he sings one of his songs. It's going to be tough to do. But
yeah, because R. Kelly, the songs that he was singing.
We really have to ramp up our performance. We're talking about like a...
We got a really...
Academy Award-winning performance from each of us here.
Get into it.
It's coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So if you're just tuning in this morning, we have become obsessed with R. Kelly on today's show because of, man, the things that we have found out. So here's what's going on. In a nutshell, there is a family that held a press conference in front of his house in Georgia, and their accusations were that R. Kelly was holding not just their daughter hostage, but also multiple other girls hostage in this house against their will, and they were in this sex-fueled cult, essentially.
And they're saying that they're being brainwashed, and they can't really communicate with their families because they have cell phones that only they can communicate with R. Kelly. So it's all really, really freaky, weird stuff. Which, like you said, like you wouldn't expect anything less from R. Kelly.
Yeah, but I mean,
but even to this,
holding people against their will is that like that's a new level, right?
Yeah, but so, according to the girls, they're like, no, we're fine, we're fine.
So here's the press conference of the parents. They again set up in front of this house in Duluth, Georgia. Again, another story from Georgia. After all the Aaron Carter stuff and all the Shia LaBeouf stuff, we're back in Georgia.
Georgia's bad juju.
It is, man. It's weird. But in this case, the parents actually set up in front of this house that was rented by R. Kelly for a long time, and they were talking about how these girls are all being held against their will.
The house that we're standing in front of today is the first time I've been at this location. But through the sources of Cheryl Mack, which was his assistant, that gave me information about the guest house. Also, I have pictures of where the house was, inside this house where he resided, where he had rooms set up for like a hotel for the girls to stay in. And he also had a black room where he had, where they do different acts in, and then he had the separate rooms, three separate rooms, out of total four rooms in his house. My daughter's severely brainwashed. She's brainwashed to the point where she says anything that he asks her to say. She's not the same Jocelyn that we knew.
So Jocelyn Savage is the 21-year-old girl that the mom is talking about there. She's really pretty. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her right now. I mean, she looks like she's in great shape, but just a pretty face. And she actually says, no, like, we're not being brainwashed. Everything is just fine.
I'm in a happy place with my life, and I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has got out of hand. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at, and everything is okay with me.
The father of this daughter, he also spoke with TMZ and had this to say.
You know the reason why Miss Jocelyn Savage didn't tell you where her location is? She's not allowed to tell you her location. Mr. R. Kelly, if you want to file a lawsuit, you should have filed it yesterday. I'm waiting on you. File the lawsuit. If that's what you want to do, I'll see you in court. File it so everybody can see your dirty laundry. File it. That's what they need to see. And Jocelyn, I'm praying for you, baby. I'm praying for you.
So R. Kelly was threatening to sue the parents, saying, hey, these girls are all of age. They've made their own adult decisions. Why are these parents trying to get involved in my business?
Because it's a little bit dicey when you, with the whole communication and
lack thereof. Yeah.
So, yeah, of course they're going to have questions about
How could you blame the parents in this situation? But R. Kelly is calling out her father and saying, you know, I'm going to sue you. And then the father is saying, well, I'll sue you back. And R. Kelly's daring him to sue. And the father is daring him to sue. It's just, it's a lot of back and forth nonsense.
Why don't you just go ahead and sue?
Just don't
threaten it.
Forget it. Because you can't go up against R. Kelly. I mean, if this guy is worth $150 million, he's making $400,000 a tour stop.
And I would imagine if they're all over the age of 18, you know, you can't really...
What are you going to win in court?
Yeah, you can't really do much unless it's like 17-year-old.
But I had no idea that R. Kelly was as freaky as R. Kelly is. I mean, I always knew that he was freaky, and you heard the stories about, like, you know, going number one on people and everything. But then,
and the song Bump and Grind, of course.
Sure.
Like, it's just like,
sure.
Like, when you see R. Kelly, you think of R. Kelly, you think of, like, sexy songs and,
like,
you know,
90s R&B sort of thing. But I had no idea that he was still releasing music that was as vulgar as it was. And Sylvie, you actually told us that you have a friend that works with a guy, like her general manager, who loves R. Kelly. And she said that she was riding in the car with him one time.
One of the sales lady, like one of her coworkers, had to ride with him.
And he was playing R. Kelly while they were in the car together?
Yeah, and then he was just singing it at the top of his lungs.
And R. Kelly's music is filthy.
It's vile.
I mean, it seems
like... But it depends on, like, what song. So
that doesn't matter, though?
Like, unless he cleaned it up and he was, like, playing I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah, or the one with Celine Dion.
Sure, yeah. That, okay. But if it's any of this other, I want to marry the blank. All right, so coming up after we play Foo Fighters here, we're going to do R. Kelly Theater. So what we're going to do is we're going to take one of R. Kelly's songs, and all of us are going to take it line by line and try to offer as dramatic of a performance as we can. He has a song called Show Ya Blank, P word.
Yeah.
Only we're going to change it to Show Ya Puddin'.
Yeah.
So that way we can, you know, actually say it on the radio.
And pudding's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
We're going to try to convince you, all you ladies listening out there, to Show Ya Puddin' this morning with R. Kelly Theater right after this.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Over the years, we've done many things here on X107.5, but this, without doubt, is the sexiest. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to debut R. Kelly Theater on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. So we have changed the lyrics a little bit so that way we can even say them on the radio.
Yeah.
So instead of Show Ya Blank, this song is going to be called Show Ya Puddin'. And the way that it's going to work is each of us are going to deliver a line one by one, and we're going to go through a brief portion of this song. And these are otherwise the real lyrics.
Yeah.
They've just been modified a little bit. So, again, it's appropriate
censored,
for radio.
If you will.
Yeah. And Ian was kind enough to put together a music bed for us. That this is an actual R. Kelly music bed, right?
Yes,
this
it is.
This is a real instrumental from an R. Kelly song. So, without further ado. She's shaking her bass and her kitties.
Do whatever you want for them, Benjamins.
Two witches, they pop in that pudding.
Buffy the Body. Big booty delicious.
The way she keeps breaking me pictures.
She popping it. Let that snitch hit my damn Fisher.
The 4G damn near presidential.
Mama, I put her up in something presidential, yeah.
I look like the president. Come with me.
Because of my private presidential residence. Presidents.
Can't wife her because she be chucking and trucking.
Show your butt.
Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Be honest. That was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, I may need a cigarette. Whew. I don't even smoke, but...
Give me a cold shower.
Whew. Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
That R. Kelly tangent, man.
I'm still trying to recover from our rendition.
Yeah, it was so hot.
It was.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we got the movie quote quiz. We're going to be checking the voicemail for the first time because we got sidetracked on that, too. If you want to leave a message, 702-889-7352. And group therapy is on the way. Hang on. If you know your movies, you should give us a buzz right now and try to win this Brisk prize pack that comes with $50 in Ticketmaster ticket cash and some Brisk merch. Plus, everyone that wins qualified for a trip for two to Meadows Festival at City Field in New York City featuring Jay-Z, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Gorillaz. Ignite the power of lemonade this summer with Brisk at Speedy Mart and X107.5. That's Brisk.
Oh.
So if you know your movies, you can win this Brisk prize pack if you win at the movie quote quiz. 702-791-1075. Here's the Temper Trap and Sweet Disposition. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Hey, did you waste your entire youth staring at the TV? Yeah, we did too. It's the movie quote quiz with the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Heather is joining us this morning. Hey, Heather, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you watch a lot of movies growing up?
I did.
All right, hopefully this will help you to win this Brisk prize pack. In the prize pack, there's some Brisk merch, and then you also get the $50 from Ticketmaster that you can spend, obviously, on concert tickets of your choice. And you're also qualified, if you win this, to go to New York City to see Jay-Z and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Gorillaz all live in concert at Citi Field.
And $50 goes a long way.
It does.
Yeah. Right on. Let's do this.
All right, so again, we have five movie quotes. If you get three or more correct, you're getting the Brisk prize pack. Here we go with quote number one. Keep in mind, if I play it for you one time and you want to hear it again, no problem. But after I play it for you a second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. Here we go on the first clip.
Hi.
Hello. Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big.
Huge.
I have to go shopping now.
Ooh. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Sylvia is shrugging her shoulders. Ian is standing up in the other room, screaming in protest because he really wanted you to get that one.
Aww.
Do you want me to play it for you one more time?
Yeah, let's try one more time. Let me see.
Okay,
here we go.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big.
Huge.
I have to go shopping now.
5 seconds.
Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde is incorrect, I'm sorry. if you listen closely in the background, the song Pretty Woman was actually playing, and that was from Pretty Woman.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's all right.
Oh, boy.
One down, but here
Ian wants to say
Ian,
something.
Ian, are you dying in
Big
there?
Mistake, Heather.
Oh,
yeah. Big mistake.
Oh, you've disappointed Ian.
All right, here we go.
All right, zip it.
You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look, all
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings. When a problem comes along, you must zip it.
Zip it good. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yes! All right, Heather's on the board with one. Whew. All right, good. We're back alive. Here we go with quote number three.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No, that was that was Back to the Future.
He said Doc. Well, in her defense, there was a doctor.
Where we're going,
I should listen to it again.
We don't need roads. Okay, that's all right. We have two left. You have to get both of these correct. Hopefully, you do it, because if not, then we're just going to give the prize back to caller number 10. But I have faith in you, Heather.
So no pressure.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is. Plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Talladega Nights?
Yep. Yep. All right, Heather. Okay. Not that I'm nervous for you, but this is the fifth and final one. You have to get this correct in order to win. So pay attention. Give it a good listen. Here we go.
Larry Lomax is dead.
I mean, this is just my luck. I finally catch a break at the office, finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, and wham! Gone! You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. They were so jealous. I mean, I loved it. Now what am I going to tell them?
I know this one.
Yeah.
Can I hear it again?
Yep. Listen closely to what they're saying.
Larry Lomax is dead.
I mean, this is just my luck. I finally catch a break at the office, finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, and wham! Gone! You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. They were so jealous. I mean, I loved it. Now what am I going to tell them?
5 seconds.
Is it, Vacation at Bernie's? What the hell is the name of that movie?
You're so close. Hang on. Here, listen to this.
You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. For the weekend. They were so jealous.
I think he's giving it to you.
We're going out to Bernie's house for the weekend.
What?
Bernie's weekend.
Down close enough. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Okay, for the record, you're not actually the best around, Heather, but you just barely made it through there. So that's Weekend at Bernie's is the correct title.
You're
there.
The okay around.
Yeah, you're the mediocre around.
Relatively okay.
Good enough. Congratulations. You're qualified for the trip to New York, and you get the Brisk prize back.
Thank
next week.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Spent a lot of time this morning talking about R. Kelly. And
yeah.
I have some good news.
Yeah?
R. Kelly has left us a voicemail.
Really? So it was, nice. You think he's proud of us for our rendition?
I'm sure he is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, young man, it's R. Kelly, dog. I heard you talk about me this morning, man. I got these relevant. I'm relevant still, dog. I'll be jumping on these trends. I don't see nothing wrong with a little double bug. Got you.
Message deleted.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Hey, this is River Bob. I'm calling you from Kansas. Now, I just thought I'd give you a call, see how y'all doing. I'm not for sure if y'all know how this voicemail thing works, but when I call you, you're supposed to call me back, maybe for some tickets to some stuff. So, you know, call me back when you got the free time, dude. You guys have a good day. Oh, and tell that girl Bob says, hey, later.
Message deleted.
Ah.
Wait a minute.
Ah, yes.
Wait a minute.
Bob says hi. What is Bob short for? Robert?
Robert.
I wonder what River Bob's last name is.
Wait a minute.
Kelly?
Whoa. Oh, God.
Bob Kelly.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Just going to wrap myself in my jacket.
she's wrapped her hoodie all the way around herself. As if that's protection. That hoodie looks very absorbent, I'm just saying.
Oh, it's not gonna gross. Protect you.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little double bug. I got you.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
That's just so great. Kyle is joining us in a couple of minutes here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Needs your help today. We're doing a little group therapy session with him. He thinks his wife may have a gambling problem.
Uh-oh.
And look, I mean, we're in Las Vegas. I'm sure this isn't the first time somebody's run into an issue like this.
But it's very tempting.
Yeah. Let's hear the details from Kyle himself, and then we can decide whether or not we think maybe she does have a gambling problem, and if so, what he can do about it. We'll get into that next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Group therapy is all about us sort of rallying together and trying to help somebody out. And today we've got Kyle joining us on the program. And this isn't something that's unique, especially to Las Vegas. But Kyle, go ahead and kind of lay on us what's going on here in your relationship.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys. So I'm thinking my wife has a gambling problem. I'm not really sure what to do about it. She likes video poker. You know, you go out everywhere. The video poker machines are everywhere.
Right.
You know, it's been fine. I think though, like recently, it's been getting worse. What, you know, we have a couple.
What do you mean it's getting worse?
Like, you know, she used to go out probably maybe once a week, and now like we're talking 3, 4, sometimes 5 days a week. And ooh, she meets up with her girlfriends and stuff. But I know that money is going in those machines. You know.
Now, when she goes out and she hangs out with her girlfriends, I assume if she's at a local bar, whether PTs or whatever, is she having some drinks too?
Yeah, that's what's going on. You know, she goes out, she tells me, like, yeah, we're just going to go out for some drinks. But it's like, I know that she's also putting money in, you know, the machines. And we have separate finances. So I can't really track to see what she's doing with her money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys have, like, your own bank accounts, which is a totally normal thing. I mean, some people have the joint accounts, which is also perfectly mm-hmm. normal. But, you know, a lot of people, if you both have, you both work, I assume?
Yeah, we do. You know, and we both make decent money. But I just notice more, it's more going out. And I don't get the feeling like she's going out with some dude or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Because I've seen her when she's one of those people that if she starts to lose, she's got to keep trying to win it back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. So, start pushing that button, and then you get
Dave,
mad at the machine. You're like, come on, give me that money
Dave.
Back.
Dave.
Yep. Do you guys have kids?
We do. We have 2 kids. We have a couple of kids. So not only is she spending less time away from the house, like going out with her girlfriends to do this, you know, I know what I have in the bank account, but I mean, obviously we have 2 kids to support. So I'm not sure what she's doing with her bank account and how much she's putting in to the video poker machines.
Right. I mean, you see it all the time, right? Yeah, with people, they go out with their friends and they're having some drinks and they're, you know, the machine's like sitting right there.
Yeah, so you kind of want to try your luck.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm going to put a 20 in. And that's not really the problem because let's say you put the 20 in, things don't go well. Let's even say you peel off a $100 bill and put that in. It can go pretty quickly in those machines. But then you start to have some drinks, you get that liquid courage going on, and then next thing you know, you're going to the ATM and you're pulling out money, and then that doesn't go well, and you're going back to the ATM. I mean, it can get out of control pretty quickly.
And here's the thing, the real reason I called you guys here is I have an old Rolex. I inherited it from my grandpa, and you know, it's got a lot of sentimental value, and I can't find it anywhere. Last 3-4 days I've been looking for it, cannot find it anywhere. I don't really wear it. I just kept it in a box, you know.
Of course.
Now, you know, I don't think she would pawn it, but at this point I don't know. I'm not sure that she actually wouldn't if she got herself in too deep. So this is where I think she really might have a problem. Not really sure what to do. I mean, I'm sure there's rehab for gamblers, right?
Is there?
I
don't know.
There should be.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a rehab for alcoholics and drug addicts.
Right.
I'm pretty sure there's a gambling.
Should
like,
be, yeah.
But that's
like
more of
call,
like a...
Well, if you call a number...
A chemical addiction. I mean, I know that they have like all the pamphlets like for when the fun stops, but okay, I'm curious if you have any experience with this, you know, after listening to Kyle's rundown of what's going on here. If you have some advice on whether or not you think that maybe there is a problem and what to do about it, 702-791-1075. One more question, though, on the whole Rolex thing, because you said that you don't wear it. Do you always keep it in the same place?
I do. I inherited it from him years ago, and I just I have a, like I guess you'd call it a jewelry box. That doesn't sound very manly to say, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
and she knows where it's at.
I mean, we've been married a while, so yeah. And yeah. I mean, for it to just sort of not be there, I mean, it's...
Did you ask her about it yet, or are you waiting?
I haven't asked her about it yet. I kind of haven't had the guts to bring it up to her yet, the whole situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, really hard to kind of tread those waters.
Well, you're kind of accusing her.
Yeah, because you're kind of like...
But...
Because how can you say it? How can you ask her?
Let me ask you this, though, before we get on the road of the idea of... She took it and pawned it for gambling money, because that's pretty serious stuff, right? Like if she's at the point where she's out of money in her account and she's like stealing your family heirlooms to go pawn, like that's when you're talking about a pretty serious issue here. I mean, are you sure? Like one of the kids didn't take it? Are they old enough to reach to your manly jewelry box?
Oh, they totally could. Yeah, I mean they're 10 and 8, so they certainly could have. But you know, and we have a good, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and dog my wife. We have a good relationship, but it's this particular issue I think might be getting out of control, especially if that is really what happened with my watch.
Okay. Hang on 1 second here. We're going to get some other people on the phone that maybe have some experience with this. Anonymous joining us from West Las Vegas. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
So what's your thoughts for Kyle here?
You know, I had the same kind of issue, but mine was over drugs.
Oh,
and then my issue is the wife, my ex-wife. And if he turns that watch into the his insurance, his homeowner's insurance, the police do this thing called a pawn report, and they'll find his watch. If it's in a pawn store, they'll find it. But they're going to bring charges to her because she pawned something that, you know.
He wasn't aware of.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean... It's an ugly road you're going down, dude. Is she stealing stuff from your house? Sorry.
That's all right.
Then you know it's going to a bad place. But you know, and mine did. I ended up having to get divorced over it. But you know, that's how I found out that stuff was disappearing. Is that you know, this stuff I turned into the insurance, and then boom, all of a sudden, here's the cops on the door.
That's a really sticky situation. You're right. All right, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. X107.5, Tony joining us this morning. What's up, Tony?
Hey. Yeah, I just want to tell Kyle, there are some programs out there. I personally, my wife was packed up and ready to leave. She was on her way to her friend's house, and she said, I'm not coming back unless you go to this program. And it's an intensive outpatient program. So it's like a 6-week deal.
So Tony, you were the one that had a gambling problem?
I'm the one that had a gambling problem. I gambled for probably 12 years. Wow. And, you know, didn't realize how bad it got until, yeah, things start coming up missing and my wife starts asking questions because, you know, it's that bad. You get in that deep and, you know, it's a sickness. It's a serious sickness. And it is a very much a chemical imbalance because the gamblers deal with something that the alcoholics and the drug addicts don't deal with. It's shame. Yeah. That's why the highest suicide rate is with gambling, because we can't, you know, we can't justify in our mind why we blew all our money. There, you know, there isn't any drugs or the alcohol always involved. So, you know, we have that shame factor. But
so this 6 week program that you're talking about, did it actually work? Like, did it help you,
okay,
kick the habit?
Absolutely. I've been 4 years. 4 years. I haven't touched one video poker machine. I don't sports bet. I don't do anything. And my life is, you know, I got to say, my life is like 1,000 times better. Gambling was it was a demon. You know, it talked to me, and you know, it was very, very tough. So I'm sure your wife is struggling, and if that, you know, if in fact she is a compulsive gambler, you know, you gotta do a little research and get her into these programs. The specific one that I went to is called IOP. It's here in Las Vegas. The guy that runs it, his name is Dr. Hunter, and he is actually not a gambler, but he was so fascinated with the concept of the gambler's mind and why we do what we do, he created this, you know, this program that you go to, and there's, you know, all these people go. It's very, very open for you and your spouse. So, you know,
Tony, let me ask you one more question on this though. So if you're in a situation like Kyle is, where he's not exactly sure what's going on, he suspects that maybe, you know, she's going out with her friends a lot more and she's hanging out at the bar and now this Rolex is missing, but we're not sure if like she took the Rolex, could have been one of the kids. It could have just been misplaced, whatever.
You have to assume the worst.
How does he approach it with his wife?
You got to be upfront and honest. I mean, you know, no, it's your wife. If it was a girlfriend or something, you could beat around the bush or whatever. It's your wife. You got to clean it up right now.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look, honey, I mean, I miss my Rolex. Have you seen it? And, you know, ask her if she has an issue. Ask her if she has a problem. You have to confront it right away. The longer this goes, the worse it's going to be for you.
All right, Tony. Yeah. Thanks for the call today, man. We appreciate the insight.
You bet, bro.
I guess he could say, like, hey, I was planning on wearing my watch.
Yeah,
Have you seen it? Or do you think, like, I think
that you just got to come right out with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not.
Kyle, did any of this help?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, you know, that program he was talking about.
It's a lot easier said than done, though, right?
Unless you guys go to, like, a gambling hall or, you know, go to a bar or whatever and kind of just look online, see what the signs are. And then take her to that bar and just see if she kind of has those similar signs.
Man, I know.
You know?
It's tough because you feel like you're setting up your spouse. Like you feel like you're, you know, playing private eye on your significant other, you know? That just sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for the call today, man. We wish you nothing but the best. I hope the little group therapy session here worked.
Yeah, I gave you some kind of insight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the help. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Sticky situation, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Especially when there's like a family heirloom involved. Like, it's one thing if she's you know, I spent a little bit too much money, maybe donked off a couple extra $100.
You can always get it back.
You know.
Relatively speaking. But
if it's like a family heirloom from grandpa.
Passed down to generation.
Yeah. A little dicey. X107.5, here's the bravery. Dave Mahoney.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Top stories coming up. Police tend to disagree with Aaron Carter's accounts of what happened this past weekend in Georgia.
Yeah.
He was saying that he was targeted because of his celebrity and shouldn't have been arrested for a DUI.
Because of that candy song. I know.
Yes.
I get it. I want candy too.
Not really how it went. Also, a 4.1 earthquake here in Nevada. We'll tell you where in just a moment. And we also have your chance to pick up an Aces Nails gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney growler to party on Friday night at the best damn drink night, period. That's all coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's the best damn drink night, period. It's happening at Aces Nails this Friday, 4 o'clock. If you want to join me out there, why don't you be calling number 10 right now? We'll set you up with a $50 gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces Nails growler. You like beer, right? Call
period. Down.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, Kristen, congratulations to you. You're calling number 10. You like beer, yes?
I love beer.
Mm, good. You like Friday afternoon beer? That's that seems like the best kind of beer, right? Like when it's Friday, it's happy hour. Mm, so good. So,
oh, yeah.
Do you like Dave Farah?
I'm sorry?
Do you like Dave Farah?
He's all right.
Yeah. Come for Dave, stay for the beer.
Mm.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
you said it. Oh. Oh, see.
Okay.
Our minds are in the gutter because of R. Kelly.
2801 North Tanea is where Aces and Ales is. And Friday, we look forward to having you out there to enjoy some beer, and you get a custom growler as well. Thank you for listening, Kristen.
No, thank you guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
So let me ask you this, Sylvia. Do you have like a, do you cook? Like, do you have a, like a recipe that you make?
Like
I feel like it's a lost art.
Chicken parmesan?
Is that like your specialty?
Yeah.
Because you know how like every grandma in the world makes the best blank. Like every grandma has like great food that they make. But I feel like, you know, in 2017, most men and women are working. It's like you have to have two incomes in order to get by.
Yeah.
And so like the art of like being, oh, I'm a domestic goddess, for a lot of people is just gone.
Who refers to themselves as domestic?
A lot of people.
Really?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Like
oh.
a lot of women that stay home, domestic goddess. That's
okay.
A thing.
I've never heard
and
of that.
And that's okay. I'm not
Maybe
surprised you haven't.
I'm not
a domestic goddess?
Domestic goddess.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
no, that's cool.
A survey was done about the most popular recipes in every state. What do you think the most popular recipe is here in Nevada?
I want to go like something Mexican.
It's banana bread, oddly enough, and that's
banana bread.
Yeah, that's so Nevada, Kansas, and New Mexico. I would have sworn that New Mexico's most popular recipe would have been meth, but no, it's banana bread as well. Other recipes in at least two states: cake, cheesecake, chili, cookies, frosting. Do you? This is based on Google search, so. Do you Google how to make frosting? Yes, in two states you do. I don't even know what state this is, but I want to move there. Gravy. And tacos. Tacos okay. Make sense. But I feel like the art of cooking is gone, and also the art of whistling. Like, have you ever noticed how a lot of old guys are like, I can whistle like nine birds?
Oh, my dad loves to whistle.
He loves to whistle, but that's because when he was a kid, he didn't have anything else to keep him busy, so you'd literally just go outside and be like.
I mean, I can't whistle.
You can't whistle at all?
No, not really.
Try it. It's not whistling, it's just blowing. Come on.
I'm.
Ian, can you whistle?
No, I can't whistle.
You can't whistle either?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, man, when I said it was a lost art, I mean, I thought like the art of whistling like a bird or like multiple birds, like that was something that old Grandpappy Pap could do really well.
Right? I have a theory. When was the last song that came out that had prominent whistling in it? Because I feel like back in the day, those were all the whistling songs.
Well, I mean, like the theme song for Andy Griffith,
right?
But you're not even whistling. You're whistling through your like teeth.
Well, I had no choice. I had no teeth. Just a mouthful of teeth. What do you want? That's whistling, right?
Yeah, that's whistling. Okay. I don't know what you're
how
doing.
How dare you tell me? Ian, give it a shot. Jesus!
I mean, my grandma, like, I remember, like, when I was little, I would stay with her, and she would, like, vacuum, but
would you do it all cheer?
But the thing is, she was the cutest grandma, because she was, like, whistling. She's all happy, but she whistles just like me.
So Sylvia's going around the house vacuuming.
Yes.
You hear the, and then just.
But all you hear is, but she did it so cute. She's like. And I'm like, you go, girl.
Yeah, you get it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
X107.5 KXDE Pahrump, Las Vegas, HD1.
You should,
if you're a really good whistler, you should call and leave us a voicemail. 702-889-7352.
Or send us a video.
A video would be great, too, on social media. Yeah,
I want to see.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram.
And I want to see if someone can whistle through their teeth just like Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Through the teeth. I got a lot of teeth.
I'm missing.
What do you want? That's your whistle? It's a hiss. It's scary. X107.5 is KXDE from Las Vegas, HD1. Stop it. Sound like a sick cat.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You didn't do it. You're not doing it.
I mean, I can.
You're not doing anything. Nothing's happening.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm sorry. I'm rooting for you to be able to whistle, Sylvia.
No, like
it's
I did it,
happening.
But you had your headphones on.
Well, okay, so I put my headphones on, so all I hear is the music. Oh. Oh, goodness.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, kind of. It sounded like a bomb dropping. Wagon Mike joining us. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
You tell me. You called.
Yeah.
All right. So actually, I have a funny story. I was up just north of Vegas at Sunnyside.
Okay.
And it was quiet. We were hunting for dove. And my father-in-law, he's a crack shot. He can shoot anything anywhere. He's very, very good.
Okay.
And so I was behind him. We're, you know, hunting, and I decided to whistle like a dove, and it was a bad idea because he turned around and
shot you.
He probably almost pulled the trigger.
Oh God! So yeah. can you give us your best dove right now? Like, what does it sound like?
What do doves sound like?
Well, they have like a chatter sound.
Okay.
And it's I don't know if you can hear me, but it goes like this.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a guy named Mike trying to sound like a dove. I probably wouldn't have shot you. Are you sure he just didn't want to shoot you?
it actually sounds like a dove, but not over the phone.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you
what,
Mike.
You had to be there.
So I tell you what, Mike. I want you to enjoy this with us because we found, well, not we. All credit to Ian here. Ian found a YouTube video of the World Whistling Championship, and my God, it is...
It's gorgeous.
It is magnificent. Oh. I'm so jealous. You're like a walking flute, sir. That's amazing.
Not me.
Not impressed?
No, it's very impressive, but yeah. not me.
Oh no, not you. You're awful. But that was that audio.
Like
from
a
the internet
weird
was great.
Dove that's injured.
Like if a dove and a pigeon did it.
That's you.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike. Love you, buddy. But
coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
We have some voicemails that have poured in from people that claiming that they know how to whistle. We'll find out whether or not we have any real true whistlers out there listening this morning
and
or not.
And not whistle through their teeth, Dave.
Whatever. You can't even blow whistle. You have to suck whistle. What? Go ahead.
But it's good.
Showcase your suck whistling for the audience.
What do I sing?
It doesn't matter.
Let me see if
get
I can
on it.
Get into guns. No, I'm nervous now.
Well, what a treat this is. Manny is joining us from North Las Vegas, and he says that he can whistle like the Dickens, and he also takes requests. Could you do, let's say, an Enter Sandman from Metallica?
I can try.
Okay. Let's give it a go.
Okay.
Say your prayer, little bone. Okay.
Manny, thanks for the call, man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This may be the weirdest morning show that we've ever done. Between all the whistling that's going on.
And the sexy songs.
All the R. Kelly and Aaron Carter. Like, this is just a... What a mess. Checking the voicemail next.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Hey, good morning, Dave and Sylvia and Ian. Hey, question to Dave. Who do you think could eat the most chicken wings in 10 minutes? Sylvia or MJ?
Ian, question for you. With all the publicity with Mayweather and McGregor trash-talking each other, who do you think would be the better trash-talker out of the two? Sylvia or MJ?
little competition brewing here between Sylvia and MJ. Who could eat more chicken wings? I'm going to say MJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. MJ's less afraid to get dirty than Sylvia is.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a...
weenie.
Yeah, I'm a weenie, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other question for you, Ian.
Trash talking?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Sylvia on this one. Like, hands down, just because of that laugh right there.
I feel like she's going to pull out a bandana out of her back pocket and, like, put it on, like, just below her eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Tied around the back of her head.
Watch me, guys.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I can't believe you, Sylvia. You break my heart. Why you no whistle? Sylvia! Sylvia! Y también tu Ian! Can't believe you don't know how to whistle.
Message
what do you
deleted.
Want me to do?
She's back! I
yes.
wonder where she is.
I know.
Sylvia! I don't think she's ever going to call again. I think this was it.
No.
Like, this is the last
God
chance that we had as a morning show.
Ah.
And you blew it.
Because of my whistling abilities, or lack thereof.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm whistling on the radio. Now I don't want pink. Chocolate chip pancakes? Huh? Let me finish the song.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Those really high parts.
Yeah, if you could have hit those high notes.
They'll get you.
Would have been amazing, but
yeah.
A little shy. Valiant effort, though.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Well, I didn't know that our listeners are such talented whistlers.
That's right. You never know. It'll come out of their mouths.
Just them saying hi.
I'll go.
Just don't.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, on deck, your chance to win some tickets to see Taking Back Sunday at the Pool at the Hard Rock on July 27th. They are performing live over there, and if you have been paying attention to the program today, know the show. It's your opportunity to score those tickets next.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you been paying attention to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show this morning? If so, you can earn yourself some Taking Back Sunday tickets if you know the answer to this question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I have an old I inherited it from my grandpa. And, you know, it's got a lot of sentimental value. And I can't find it anywhere. Last 3-4 days I've been looking for it. Cannot find it anywhere. Now, you know, I don't think she would pawn it. But at this point, I don't know.
Yeah, so we had a little group therapy session earlier with Kyle, who said that he thinks his wife may have a gambling problem. And there is a specific item that he is missing, as you heard there in that clip. It's
family
something that
heirloom.
He inherited from his grandfather. What was it? 702-791-1075, if you know the answer. Again, Taking Back Sunday, going to be a great show over at the Hard Rock Pool, which is, it's always nice to see a show poolside during the summertime. July 27th, Hard Rock Pool, Taking Back Sunday, live in concert. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Dane. My great Dane, like a dog.
All right, great Dane. What is the correct answer? He is missing his what?
Rolex.
Rolex,
yeah.
Woo! Woo! Taking Back Sunday, you are going on July 27th. Thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you.
No problem.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That is going to do it for us today.
Yeah.
And frankly, the weirdest radio show that we've ever done. R. Kelly and whistling and stolen Rolexes and gambling problems and, boy.
Whistling through your teeth, Dave.
Sucking and then not being able to whistle while sucking, but she can do it when she's blowing a little bit there.
Oh, I can't do it. I'm nervous.
You can't whistle when you're nervous?
I'm not broken.
That's when I whistle most, when I'm nervous. Like, if I'm speeding and I see a cop, for some reason, I'll just be like...
Because you're hiding something.
Yeah, I know. You guys have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.